This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Breakthrough of Siddha Baba Tunnel marked. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces to accelerate development projects. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warns of heightened risk of fire and wildfire incidents with rising temperatures and low winter rainfall. And U.S. issues pause on almost all foreign aid for 90 days, effective immediately. Now, the news in detail. The breakthrough of the main tunnel of the under-construction National Pride Project, the Siddha Baba Tunnel, has been marked. The 1.12-kilometer tunnel will have double lanes with a width of 8.5 meters along with sidewalks from the upper Siddha Baba Temple on the Butwal Tansen Road section along the Siddhartha Highway. The Siddha Baba Dhoban Road section is the main link between more than a dozen districts in the plains and the hills, including Palpa, Gulmi, Argakhachi, Siangja, Kaski, Parbat and Baglung districts. It is one of the busiest highways of Nepal with more than 5,000 vehicles plying on the road section every day. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli attended the event virtually from his official residence, Singhadabar, due to health reasons. During the virtual inauguration, the Prime Minister expressed confidence that the tunnel would be a successful project, providing much-needed relief to passengers from landslides and road accidents. He also urged the relevant authorities to fully capitalize on the benefits of the tunnel. The breakthrough follows the earlier completion of the Thankot-Nagdunga road section along the Prithivi Highway, which has improved travel to and from the federal capital. Prime Minister Oli further mentioned that the government would seek additional support to expedite development efforts. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that the government would accelerate the construction of tunnels, administrative buildings, hospital facilities and other development projects. In a virtual address at the foundation stone-laying ceremony for the upgradation of the Butuwal-Gorasinghe road section yesterday, Prime Minister Oli announced that the road section would be expanded within the next 3 years. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has issued a warning regarding the increased risk of fires due to rising temperatures and a forecast of minimal winter rainfall. According to Dijan Bhattarai, spokesperson for the NDRRMA, there is a possibility of an increase in both fires and wildfires across the country this year. This is attributed to the rising temperatures and the projection of limited winter rainfall. Dr. Bhattarai said the NDRRMA is closely monitoring the situation, including a fire that broke out in a forest area of Betanchok rural municipality in Kabrepalanchok district, as well as other wildfires across the country. In a press statement, the NDRRMA urged relevant stakeholders to be prepared to respond effectively in case of any further fires. In the meantime, the fire that broke out in the community forest of the Mahabharat mountain range in southern part of the Kabrepalanchok district on Tuesday afternoon has been brought under control. Officials said efforts made to douse a fire near the settlement through the mobilization of helicopters were successful. Although the fire near the settlement has been brought under control, there is a risk of an outbreak from remaining embers. Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Maeda Toru, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav. At a meeting held at the Lanchor-based office of the Vice President, matters related to bilateral relations between Nepal and Japan, high-level exchanges, economic cooperation and collaboration, and bilateral trade and investment were discussed. Vice President Yadav noted that Japan has remained a crucial and trustworthy development partner for advancing Nepal's social and economic developments. Ambassador Noru said Japan would continue its cooperation with Nepal. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung says the government has introduced ordinances to ensure good governance and political stability in the country. Speaking at a program in Lamjung yesterday, Minister Gurung emphasized that development cannot be achieved without strong governance, pointing out that 30 laws have been amended through ordinances so far. On constitutional amendments, Minister Gurung reiterated that any changes would be made based on national consensus. He clarified that key issues such as federalism, secularism, proportional representation and inclusion would remain unchanged. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari urged to boost trade with Nepal during a meeting with Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal Abrar H. Hashmi at Singhadarbar yesterday. Minister Bhandari emphasized Nepal's openness to fostering business partnerships with all countries and encouraged continued dialogue to strengthen bilateral ties. In response, Ambassador Hashmi expressed Pakistan's interest in increasing trade with Nepal, especially in Nepali tea and coffee. He also highlighted the need to address the double taxation issue to promote smoother trade between the two nations. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil has urged girls aged 10 to 14 to receive a human papilloma virus HPV vaccine, which helps protect against cervical cancer. In a video message, the health minister highlighted the increasing risk of cervical cancer in Nepal and stressed that vaccination is a key preventative measure. He also called for the enthusiastic participation of all relevant stakeholders, including women community health volunteers and representatives from the health and education sectors, to help make the campaign a success. Minister Paudil urged girls from the target age group to get vaccinated at their respective schools or nearby centers. The government is set to launch the HPV vaccination drive from February 4th to 18, aiming to vaccinate 1.68 million girls across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepal Art Expo, incorporating the artworks of 119 artists from 14 countries, has kicked off at the Nepal Art Council, Babarmahal, Kathmandu. Chancellor of Nepal Academy of Fine Arts, Naradmani Hartam Challi, said the art exhibition will facilitate the exchange of art and culture among various countries and an opportunity to learn. 70 Nepali artists are participating in the event. Besides Nepal, the creations of artists from Bangladesh, India, France, Britain, Malaysia, Indonesia, Mexico, Argentina, Uzbekistan, Poland, the Czech Republic, Turkey and Austria are on display. Now on to some international news update. According to an internal memo sent to officials and U.S. embassies abroad, the U.S. State Department has issued a halt to all existing foreign assistance and paused new aid. The leaked notice follows President Trump's executive order issued on Monday for a 90-day pause in foreign development assistance pending a review of efficiencies and consistency with his foreign policy. The notice appears to affect everything from development assistance to military aid. As reported by CNN, Secretary of State Marco Rubio sent a cable to all U.S. diplomatic posts on Friday outlining the move, which affects funding from the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, for programs worldwide. The cable calls for immediate stop work orders on existing foreign assistance and pauses new aid. The AFP news agency reported the funding freeze could also potentially affect Ukraine, which received billions of dollars in weapons under Trump's predecessor, Joe Biden. According to government figures, the United States is the world's biggest international aid donor, spending $68 billion in 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of the westerly winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Furthermore, the division has forecast a mild cold wave in the eastern part of the Madhes province and the Tarai region of Koshi province till tomorrow, and the remaining areas of Tarai are likely to have fog and mist till afternoon, which will gradually improve by the day. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 21 to 23 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Breakthrough of Siddha Baba Tunnel marked. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces to accelerate development projects. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warns of heightened risk of fire and wildfire incidents with rising temperatures and low winter rainfall. And U.S. issues pause on almost all foreign aid for 90 days, effective immediately. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.